واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون.
Translation: And fear a day of judgment, when a person shall not avail another, nor will intercession be accepted from him, nor will compensation be taken from him, nor will they be helped. After Allah reminded the children of Israel of the favors that He has granted them, He warned them about the duration of the torment, which He will punish them with on the day of resurrection. He said, "And fear a day," meaning the day of resurrection, "when a person shall not avail another," meaning on the day no person shall be of any help to another. Similarly, Allah said, "And no bearer of burdens shall bear another's burden." Chapter 35, verse 18, Al-Quran. "Every man that day will have enough to make him careless of others." Chapter 80, verse 37. And, "O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord by keeping your duty to Him and avoiding all evil, and fear a day when no father can avail aught for his son, nor a son avail aught for his father." Chapter 31, verse 33, Al-Quran. "This indeed should serve as a great warning that both the father and the son will not be of help to each other on that day." The next topic is, neither intercession, ransom, or assistance will be accepted on behalf of the disbelievers. Allah said, "Nor will intercession be accepted from him," meaning from the disbelievers. Similarly, Allah said, "So no intercession of intercessors will be of any use to them." Chapter 74, verse 48, Al-Quran. "And described the people of the fire, saying, 'Now we have no intercessors, nor a close friend to help us.'" Chapter 26, verses 100 and 101, Al-Quran. Allah's statement here, that is chapter 2, verse 48, "Nor will compensation be taken from him," means that Allah does not accept the disbelievers to ransom themselves. Similarly, Allah said, "Verily, those who disbelieved and died while they were disbelievers, the whole earth full of gold will not be accepted from any one of them, even if they offered it as ransom." Chapter 3, verse 91, Al-Quran. Allah also said, "Verily, those who disbelieve, if they had all that is in the earth and as much again therewith to ransom themselves from the torment on the day of the resurrection, it would never be accepted of them, and theirs would be a painful torment." Chapter 5, verse 36, Al-Quran. He also said, "And even if he offers every ransom, it will not be accepted from him." Chapter 6, verse 70. And, "So this day no ransom shall be taken from you," that is hypocrites, "nor of those who disbelieved. Your abode is the fire, that is your Mawla, that is friend, a proper place." Chapter 57, verse 15, Al-Quran. Allah stated that if the people do not believe in His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and follow what He sent him with, then when they meet Him on the day of resurrection, after remaining on the path of disbelief, their family lineage and or the intercession of their masters will not help them at all. It will not be accepted of them, even if they paid the earth's fill of gold as ransom. Similarly, Allah said, "Before a day comes when there will be no bargaining, no friendship, no intercession." Chapter 2, verse 254, Al-Quran. "And on which there will be neither mutual bargaining nor befriending." Chapter 19, verse 31, Al-Quran. Allah's statement next, "Nor will they be helped," means no person shall get angry or anxious on their behalf and offer them any help or try to save them from Allah's punishment. As stated earlier, On that day, neither the relative nor persons of authority will feel pity for the disbelievers, nor will any ransom be accepted for them. Consequently, they will receive no help from others, and they will be helpless themselves. Allah said, "While He, that is Allah, grants refuge or protection, but none grants refuge from Him." Chapter 23, verse 88, Al-Quran. So on that day, none will punish as He will punish, and none will bind the wicked, disbelievers, and polytheists as He will bind. Chapter 89, verses 25 and 26, Al-Quran. What is the matter with you? Why do you not help one another as you used to do in the world? Nay, but that day they shall surrender. Chapter 37, verses 25 and 26, Al-Quran. And Allah also said, "Then why did those whom they had taken for Aliha, that is gods beside Allah, as a way of approach to Allah, not help them? Nay, but they vanished completely from them." Chapter 46, verse 28, Al-Quran. Also, Ad-Dahak said that Ibn Abbas said that Allah's statement, "What is the matter with you? Why do you not help one another?" Chapter 37, verse 25, Al-Quran, means, "This day you shall not have a refuge from us, not this day." Ibn Jarir said that Allah's statement, "Nor will they be helped," meaning, on that day, they shall neither be helped by any helper, nor shall anyone intercede on their behalf. No repeal or ransom will be accepted from them. All courtesy towards them will have ceased, along with any helpful intercession. No type of people or cooperation will be available for them on that day. The judgment will, on that day, be up to the most great, the most just, against whom no intercessor or helper can ever assist. He will then award the evil deed its kind and will multiply the good deeds. This is similar to Allah's statement, "But stop them. Verily, they are to be questioned. What is the matter with you? Why do you not help one another? Nay, but that day they shall surrender." Chapter 37, verses 24 and 26, Al-Quran.